Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.
Such a delay. What else is new with this shit? Shit. Test. 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 Skirt. Hello. Why is there a delay? Hello. Hello. Why is there a delay? Hello. Test. Test. Testing. Hello? Testing. Yes. Okay. Hello, test. Yes. Hold on. It's lesbian. I know it sounds like I just woke up. I've been actually up for a few hours, but I need to shed. So let's do that. Let's turn off the democracy now.
Democracynow.org. The news comes as hundreds of
Mammals. I hope this works. You know, I'm kind of far away from the computer. I need to shit. Now, I have no idea. I made the mistake, of course. Now that there's a version. Okay, here we go. Shush. Here, I'm going to just put the microphone by the uterus hole. Disgusting. Yes. Anyway. Disgusting. Long turd. Long turd. Yes. Work that turd. The problem is, I got a little bit of depressions when I started to do the show. I go into the basement, and then the basement is quite a dork, and I'm like, oh, it's dork down here. So maybe I shouldn't do the depression. Anyway, I was in Los Angeles, had a nice time. It's very sunshiny there. If only it wasn't part of America and I needed a car. Those are the biggest disadvantages of Los Angeles. A, it's in America. B, car. I don't really, you know, as far as the rest, you know, everybody always talks about how fake people are there, which is probably true if you look at Facebook. But the thing is, I don't know, I have a pretty good time when I go there. My friends are all right. And in general, people seem friendly and not totally douchey. But maybe that's just because I haven't been to enough douchey places yet in there. Oh. Damn it, I really need my lavalier. How the fuck am I supposed to wipe my ass without a lavalier microphone? Hold on. The problem is this is a highly directional mic, which is why you can barely hear me when I'm wiping my hole. Just seeing. I can't play a song or anything because I'm not the computer. But, time to press the refresh button on your browser. Ugh. I hate when my duty's the same color as a baby's. Bothers me. I always think to myself, did I buy licorice and ate it? Nope. Lord's chewed. Washing their horns. Especially the right horn, which is the one that actually touched the tutipus. Well, it didn't touch the puss.
Uh-oh.
I don't. Douchebag wants to know if I want to. Yes. Yes. Okay. Do I want to ride? No, I don't want to ride. Let's look at this graph to see if... Uh-oh, looks like there might have been some accidents. I'm going to check the signal and see if this worked, and then I'll be back. Actually, it appears to have recorded, but I'm going to stop again because I have a delay, and I don't know if it's because of the meeting. Okay. Hello? I'm back now. All right. So, the problem is, audience, that... good Lord. Like, I had this humongous downswing when I went downstairs to do my program, which is here, which is where I am, a downswing. You know what I mean? So do I do it anyway? This is the question. I guess I have turd. Ugh, I hate downswings. Like, what happened? Did all the caffeine just leave my body or something? I don't understand. I'm just a bad romance. You got to me now. Chicka to me now, chicka 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 to me now. Fucking homeless. Yeah, it's good. It's real good. It's all good. It's all fucking positive shit. So I'm reading this book that Mr. Jeffers gave me via the money. It's called Bright-Sided, and it's about positive thinking. It's funny. It's by a... woman named let's see, what is her name? Ehrenreich, Barbara Ehrenreich. And I thought I'd read some poets from you. Now let's talk first about something, the 13th Amendment. Yeah, let's do that. I found something interesting when I was reading something else. It's weird how I just lost all energy and spondence, because now I despondent. 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which supposedly, as many people commonly and often mistakenly believe, ended slavery. History, yes. Text. Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place. In other words, guess what? Slavery wasn't abolished. It still exists in prison. And since you have an ever-increasing number of the blacks in prison for really dumb reasons like smoking pot and unfair enforcement of various laws when compared to whites, and more stuff is made in prison, you have what's called slavery still. Or still have slavery. So this is the problem, because it's a big lie that slavery was abolished. So you have this other organization. I'm going to find this on my Wikipedia. I mean, my Instapaper. My Instapaper. Let's see here. God, my energy just turned into a big pick of dumpling or something like this. It just went straight to hell. I think I may need to get an espresso upstairs before I can't in you. Let's see, honey. Happy birthday, people I don't know on Facebook. Yes. All right, let's see. So I finally installed the Lion, and I'm sure I'll be uninstalling it because I already have problems. But that's fun. That's just fun. All right, that was a stupid move, you know? But I thought, well, 0.7, 0.1, 0.1, even though I got plenty of warnings. The thing is, it's really fine because Avid, they fixed Avid, so Avid works on Lion, so that's why I really did it. But there's other software I use called Episode, which is for compression, that don't work on Avid at all. And I use this other one called Squeeze, but it doesn't work for all my different things that I have to compress for different formats and whatnot. So it's kind of fucked. Unless it's just so stupid. Like, why should I waste time on shit that is not necessary to waste time on when all it is a waste of time, but I do it anyway. The fact of the matter is, because I love doing it. I love messing with shit and making it not work anymore. Because that's how I am as a lesbian. I am a lesbian, by the way. All right, let's see. Frank Gehry on creative tension. Verizon may suspend health benefits for strikers. That's nice. I think they already did. Cartoon. Biden is in China kissing some ass. Making some Sichuan chocolate. Let's see. Britain jails two men for inciting riots. What was I? S&P downgrades Google. Let's see. I can't find it. Stuff white people like denying climate change. Okay. So this is, it's called The Nation. It's from The Nation. Let's see here. The bread, that put them in a Democracy Now. Prison rehabilitative industry and diversified enterprises prior to heavily held. I can't even read. Why am I even doing this? I can't fucking talk. A privately held nonprofit corporation that operates the state's 41 work programs in addition to processed food, prize, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Should have read this first. Anyway. Prison labor has already started to undercut the business of corporations that don't use it. In Florida, Pride has become one of the largest printing corporations in the state. Its cheap labor having a significant impact upon smaller local printers. The scenario is playing out in states across the country. In addition to Florida's 41 prison industries, California alone has 60, another 100 or so are scattered throughout. This is huge. What's more, several states are looking to replace public sector workers with prison labor. In Wisconsin, Governor Walker's recent assault on collective bargaining opened the door to the use of prisoners in public sector jobs in Racine, where inmates are now doing landscaping, painting, and other maintenance work. According to the Capital Times, inmates are not paid for their work, but receive time off their sentences, the same as occurring in Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey, Florida, and Georgia, all states with GOP assembly majorities and Republican governors. Much of ALEC is the lobbying organization. Much of ALEC's proposed labor legislation implemented by state is allowing replacement of public workers with prisoners. Let's see. It's bad enough that our companies have to compete with exploited and forced labor in China, says Scott Paul, executive director of the Alliance for American Manufacturing Coalition of Business and Unions. They shouldn't have to compete against prison labor here at our home. The goal should be for other nations to aspire to the quality of life that Americans enjoy, not to discard our efforts through a collective downward competitive spiral. So this organization, ALEC, has actually been lobbying for more people to go to jail, for more punishment, basically, in order to pretty directly and non-conspiratorially? I mean, like, it is a conspiracy, is what I'm saying. I'm saying, if you think it's not a conspiracy, it is. So, free labor for it's awful. So anyway, so all I'm saying here is the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery is bullshit, because I mean, slavery is perfectly legal as long as you're in jail. So all you have to do is put black people in jail and you have slavery again. It's legal. It's called a loophole, audience. Oh, now get to Barbara Iron Rotten. Let's see. Bright Sided. I love this book because it's so negative, and I love that. Let's look at my bookmarks. She had breast cancer, and she talks about her experience with breast cancer. And I don't think it's supposed to be a funny way, but it is. Well, let's see here. Let's see. Bright Side of Cancer. There are between 2 and 3 million American women in the various stages of breast cancer treatment, too. Along with anxious relatives, make up a significant market for all things breast cancer related. Bears, for example, identified 4 distinct lines or species of these creatures, including Carol the Remembrance Bear, Hope the Breast Cancer Research Bear, which wore a pink turban as if to conceal chemotherapy-induced baldness. The Susan Bear, named for Nancy Brinker's deceased sister, and the Nick and Nora Wish Upon a Star Bear, which was available along with the Susan Bear at the Kahneman Foundation's web site marketplace. I couldn't help but noticing the existential space in which a friend had earnestly advised me to confront my mortality bore a striking resemblance to the mole, meaning the online bear shop at the Susan B. Komen Foundation and whatnot. Confront your immortality via consumerism. Certainly men diagnosed with breast cancer do not receive gifts of matchbox cars. She was referring to the forced femininity of these fucking bears or something like that. Let's see. And then she's talking about the treatments of, why is all this breast cancer shit about positive thinking and convincing yourself that cancer is going to help you and you're going to win, and breast-a-thons and all that, instead of actually curing the goddamn thing. So she writes, in the mainstream of breast cancer culture, there is very little anger, no mention of possible environmental causes, and few comments about the fact that in all but the more advanced metastasized cases, it is the treatments, not the disease, that cause the immediate illness and pain. In fact, the overall tone is almost universally upbeat. The Breast Friends website, Breast Friends, for example, featured a series of inspirational quotes. Don't cry over anything that can't cry over you. I can't stop the birds of sorrow from circling my hen, but I can stop them from building a nest in my her. When life hands you out lemons, squeeze us out a smile. Don't wait for your ship to come in. Swim out to meet it. Even in the relatively sophisticated MAM, that's a magazine about breasts, a columnist bemoaned not cancer or chemotherapy, but the end of chemotherapy, and humorously proposed to deal with her separation anxiety by pitching a tent outside her, whatever. Even the word victim is proscribed, leaving no single noun to describe a woman with breast cancer. As in the AIDS movement, upon which breast cancer activism is partly modeled, the words patient and victim, with their aura of self-pity and passivity, have been ruled un-PC. Instead, we get verbs. Those who are in the midst of their treatments are described as battling or fighting, sometimes intensified with bravely or fiercely language, suggestive of Katharine Hepburn with her face to the wind. Once the cancer treatments are over, one achieves the status of survivor, which is now how the women in my local support group identify themselves, AA style. When we convene to share war stories and rejoice in our survivorhood. Hi, I'm Kathy, and I'm a 3-year survivor. My support group seemed supportive enough, but when some women have reported being expelled by their groups when their cancers metastasized, and it became clear they would never graduate to the rank of survivor. That's terrible. And then she talks about a Relay for Life, how it's all about the survivors. The dead in at a Relay for Life event in my town, sponsored by the American Cancer Society, the dead were present only in a much diminished form. A series of paper bags, each about the right size for a junior burger and fries, lined the relay track. On them were the names of the dead, and inside was a candle that was lit after dark when the actual relay race began. The stars, though, were the runners, the survivors, who seemed to offer living proof that the disease isn't so bad after all. Yes. All right. Yeah. And then they talk about how cancer makes them better people. Understood is a rite of passage. Breast cancer resembles the initiation rite so exhaustively studied by Mircea Eliade. First there is the sect. Why is the phone ringing? Well, who has a landline? Oh my God. Who the fuck still has landlines? Ugh. And doesn't even fucking answer it. Understood as a rite of passage, breast cancer resembles the initiation rite so exhaustively studied by Mircea Eliade. First, there is the selection of the initiates by age and the tribal situation, by mammogram or palpitation here. I have to read this again. It's not palpation. I don't even know what that means. What is palpation? I'm going to use my iBook dictionary, iPad, and patient. You don't let me. Oh, because it's already selected, is that it? Dictionary. It's a year later, it's looking it up for me. And it comes up with a blank. I don't know, maybe she made up the word for the book. Dictionary. Oh, well, it doesn't work. Understood as a rite of passage, breast cancer resembles the initiation rites so exhaustively stated by Mircea Eliade. First, there is the selection of the initiates by age in the tribal situation, by mammogram or palpation here. Something that's a typo. Then come the requisite ordeals, scarification or circumcision within traditional cultures, surgery and chemotherapy for the cancer patient. Finally, the initiate emerges into a new and higher status, an adult and a warrior, or in the case of breast cancer, a survivor. In our implacably optimistic breast cancer culture, the disease offers more than the intangible benefits of spiritual upward mobility. You can defy the inevitable disfigurements and come out on the survivor side actually prettier, sexier, and more feminine. And the lore of the diseases shared by me with oncology nurses as well as survivors, chemotherapy smooths and tightens the skin and helps you lose weight. Oh, I can't take it. I mean, you get the idea. It's just fucking crazy. Yes, this is... I mean, and this whole thing, it reminds me of Facebook with everybody, their happy posts, especially people I know from, let's just say self-help communities, you know, and it's like a lot of people, as I guess in America, we believe that you have to lie to help. The positive thinking is really so ingrained in our culture that we don't really question it anymore. Well, anyway, I'll continue reading this book and we will discuss it more one-dimensionally, vagina, vagina, clit. And I'm homeless and that's nice. So there was another thing I wanted to mention, which I was thinking about, you know, the fall of the Roman Empire. You know how all empires fall and fell. Fell. And then they eventually come back with some Margaret Thatcher stuff, you know, that kind of thing, or whatever. Angela Merkel, Iron Lady of Germany, you know, all that bullshit, you know. Yeah, communism is a success, at least China won that Cold War. So, the thing is, like, okay, when you look at our weird attitude about rich people and trickle-down economics, you know, I was thinking, you know, there's a strange parallel maybe to the Romans and the Greeks for that matter. But you know how, you know, the Romans would tribute their gods and, you know, you tribute and you do sacrifices and stuff to please your gods. I mean, basically the idea here is you please your gods and you get shit back. And I think somehow in the way we're, you know, Jesus is not the religion here. Islam, Judaism, Christianity, that shit is just a ruse. That's not our religion. Our religion in America, the one that the anthropologists will look at in the future, is money. That's our religion. That's our God. And in the world of that, that's the currency of the gods. I guess the gods really are the rich people, which was what I'm sort of suggesting here. Is that why don't we tax rich people? Why do we just, you know, enrich corporations? Because we think it's going to come down to us. A lot of people say, well, we don't do that because we're going to be, we want to be rich ourselves someday. We see ourselves becoming rich. And I think it's a little something maybe more to it than that, we have, because money is a religion and the rich people, the super rich are our gods, we feel that if we don't pay tribute to these gods by sacrificing our own income, then they will not bestow their blessings upon us, which is weird and it makes no sense. But in the framework of religions, it certainly has been the pattern. You know, and I wonder if you look at it in kind of a religious kind of framework, if this maybe makes more sense here. So, okay, so we shouldn't tax, what's a good example? Bechtel. No, Exxon. Exxon makes gazillions of dollars, but don't tax them more than like 15% or whatever, because then the world will collapse. Because money's a religion. It really is. It's a belief system. In order for that to work, we have to have the rest of the beliefs working too. I think I'm going to discuss this more later when I'm not as fucked up in my depressed brain. But I wanted to at least put that out there a little, and maybe we'll go from there. Meanwhile, my vagina smells, and I need to get ready to do some paid work. My name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian. You can leave voicemail for me at bloatedlesbian@gmail. No, I'm sorry. You can email me at thebloatedlesbian@gmail. You can write my vagina. No, that's email. Say bloatedlesbian@gmail. You can call me if you want to leave a voicemail for this program. I'll play it on the program. Is firm uterus. That's the number. It's like a New York number, like plus one firm uterus, something like that. So it's just, and that's something, that's what it is, 347. So it's just press firm uterus on your phone. If you're from another country, then it's plus one firm uterus. It's the whole number. It's not that complicated. And I would like money, too. You go to yeastradio.com. There's a PayPal button on the thing, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, to show your appreciation for this. I also need more album art for this program. I'm running real low. That's why I'm having to put this crap on it. All right, everyone. You're amazing. Remember, just think positive. Yes.
You're an idiot.